Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Officials in Texas say some homes and businesses could be without power for more than a month in the wake of Hurricane Ike. Global Aid Network's Charles Detter says they're working with Convoy of Hope to establish aid distribution points. But their work with the local church is where sharing the hope of Christ is happening. Pray that the logistics will work out smoothly and for the team as they act as the hands and feet of Christ. And Book of Hope is being warmly received by the youth of Columbia. Teenagers and young adults find hope for the future and are transformed by the truth they're finding in the Book of Hope and the Godman film. As they read about Christ's love in the Book of Hope, harsh and suspicious hearts of young people are changed. Columbia welcomes this hope and allows the ministry to speak to future generations. Pray for lives to be reached while the door remains open. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. There's more information along with podcasts, free stuff, and more at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.